And the last one is always a good one, you know. And a deathly silence. Mr. Bates, whatever are we going to do? Whatever are we going to do? I said, why, whatever's the matter? He said, we were cremating lady someone or other, and then this lot bloody started, you see. I said, well, just think about it. Abide with me and a 21-gun salute. He was not impressed. So after this bloody fiasco, I better go down and have me dinner. So they have a few graves there. Well, they got a couple of three grave diggers, the great lads then. So I get in the hut with them. I said, have you got a cup of tea on? He said, aye. And one of them said, do you want a butty? I said, half a minute, I'll go down to the pork butcher shop. The pork butcher shop bought me Jack A. Lame. I'll go down there and get a pork pie. So I went out and I got one of those big ones, a big 5-bob one, you know, with a rose in the middle. And I carried this bugger back up again. I said, here, I got my penknife out, we'll have a bit of this. Don't cut it, he says. Give it to the ear, he said. And he took it out. By God, he was back in about two or three minutes. And the juice was running out of it. He said, rub a bit now. He said, I've warmed it for thee. And I must have been a bit bloody soft. And I got stuck into this. I said, by the way, where do you warm this? You shouldn't get it bloody hot. I said, it's a big one. Oh, he said, those bloody ovens don't cool down at long time. Said, I hold it in on me shovel and it does them even all round. You know, you keep looking out for the bloody fingernails and signet rings, you know. Oh, put me right off pork pie.
As it would. Very nice indeed. A little bit of old Genesis, proper Genesis, and Return of the Giant Hogweed. I know someone who's attacked by one of those. therein lies another story.
Hey!
absolutely brilliant. David Gilmour on an island. And that features Crosby and Nash, apparently. So now you know. It's Merseyland Alternative Radio. It's near enough 20 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Hope you're enjoying the music. Next track for Jenny, Jackie, Claudine,
can
and Jill.
Can I introduce you to Mr. David Crosby and Mr. Graham Nash?
Yeah, okay. You heard that. Goodbye. Righty-ho. For all aforementioned, this one's for you. Brilliant bit of Joe Cocker, now with a little help from my friends. It's Merseyland Alternative Radio. 29 minutes now past 2 o'clock. Time running rapidly out.
But I've done a bit of writing myself. I've written a book called My Experiences Down the Mine. It's very largely based on my experiences down the mine. It's the story of this man who comes down the mine one day and he sees a lump of coal and he grabs hold of it and throws it on a trolley which disappears down a long dark tunnel and he never sees it again. It's a very short story, but it is extremely boring. I took it along to a publisher and he confirmed my opinion. He said it was without doubt the most boring story he'd ever read in all his life. And he's not a man who's given to superlatives. He said the trouble with your story is that it lacks everything. You name it, it lacks it. And above all, it lacks the elements of sex and violence, so vital in these troubled times. So I've rewritten it a bit. I've given it a new title. I've called it Sex and Violence Down the Mine. And chapter one begins with these three nude ladies, Beryl, Stella and Margaret. And they are completely nude. And they're wandering around the desert violently. Nude and violent, they wander around the desert. Every day they get more violent. Every day they get more nude. Till eventually the leader of the nude violent ladies, Beryl Whittington, sees a disused mineshaft. Come on, girls, she shouts. A wicked glint in her eye. Let's all rush down that mineshaft and do disgusting things to each other. So, as one man, the three nude violent ladies rush down the mineshaft and start doing disgusting things to each other. They start hurling lumps of coal at each other, nudely and violently. They hurl the lumps of coal till they're all black and blue from bruises and covered in coal dust, and they sink exhausted in a coma to the floor. Now comes the wry twist. A miner whose character is very loosely based upon myself happens upon the three nude, violent, comatose ladies. But as they're all black and blue from bruises and covered in coal dust, he mistakes them for lumps of coal. And he grabs hold of them and throws them on a trolley, which disappears down a long dark tunnel, and he never sees them again.
You are locked in with Roger D.
Lovely. That was the Rolling Stones and the Spider and the Fly.
Love that's sleeping while my guitar.
absolutely fantastic, George Harrison, and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Well then, penultimate track time, what can I say?
A spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. In Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black. And I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary. Soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now, but it's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms. heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied and illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs.
If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. Yes, I'll follow you into the dark.
Well, there you go, another weekend just scurried by when we weren't looking. Incredible, isn't it? Well then, what can I say? The usual stuff, really. Thanks very much to the engineering team, headed up by Bert Williams and significant others. thanks very much to the admin team, which is basically Jackie Frost. And thanks very much to the DJs, they've all done fantastic shows. But most of all, thanks to you. Yeah, you sitting there now, in front of your radio.
What are you wearing?
Thanks so much for listening. Remember, without you guys, none of this would be worthwhile. It's just be shouting into the void, wouldn't we? So there you have it. Another weekend gone. Some fantastic music from one person and another. Been great. God willing, we'll be back on at 4 o'clock next Saturday. But in the meantime, what happens now is a little bit of closed-down music, and then we replay today's show so that people in different parts of the world can have a little listen as well. There you go. Right, well, I'll just say my final things, which is the same as I always say, basically. Be good to each other and be good to animals and to the world. Remember, we only get one life. We only get, well, to the best of our knowledge. And so do animals. They deserve the respect that you give yourself. Some people don't even respect themselves, and it's a very sad state of affairs. We need to be better to each other, to ourselves, to the planet, and to animals. And only that way will the world become a better place for everybody to live in. One day, maybe in the future, with a bit of luck, we will grow up to the idea that having lots of everything isn't really what makes us happy. And in fact, the world being a happy place with everyone smiling and friendly, that's what makes us really happy. So I live in hope for that day. Anyhow, from everyone at Merseyland Alternative Radio, good night and God bless. Thanks so much for listening. It's been wonderful having you all along. We'll be back next week, and sadly even I will probably, so what can I say? Good night. God bless from everyone at Merseyland Alternative Radio. Been good to have you along. Catch you all next week. Love, peace, and great music. It's Merseyland Alternative Radio. And remember, loving awareness is free.
Watching the world. less than the trees and the stars. You have arrived.
Amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child.